Hey, a big BFO. Yeah, no, I would agree. You know, the boomers' policies did impact a lot. Yeah, I mean, I encourage, my sons are very young. They are 5 and 6. But, you know, man, if they want to do trades, that'd be great. Because, you know, it's a pretty good transition into adulthood. But, yeah, we'll see, you know. I mean, at least in my part of the state, in the Tri-Cities, there's not a lot of industry and not a lot of economic growth. So, you know, the trades might be a good option.
Like I said, I wasn't all the boomers, that's for sure. A lot of those are returning Vietnam vets and younger. they had some horrible politics. They were getting dealt some one blow after another, and the TV programmed an awful lot of them. And you know, there's some relatively conservative boomers out there that. You know, they well, I hate to blame it on one or the other party, but the foresight, I think. But the television was programming everybody into a service economy, more like haircuts, and you know, the industrial trades are gone. The foundries, they run those out. That was an EPA deal, and there was no. You know, there was nothing there to clean up the stacks, and by the time there was, it was too late, and nobody's going to do nothing. So they weren't gonna clean up the flue gases on the stacks on the foundry, so they went to Canada, and then they went to Russia and China. The last batch of steel I bought was horrible.
Penetrating.
Yeah, absolutely. I work with some Vietnam vets, and man, did they ever get a bad deal. There is no doubt about it. Bad deal indeed. Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Michigan economy changes and shifts over the years.